I have a slogan that I use in my own life. It says, whenever I hear my children complaining or other people and they ask me for advice, I always say, don't complain, don't explain. Don't complain, don't explain. I accept myself without complaint. I look at the body that I'm in, and I understand that this is nothing more than my curriculum to God. There are things about it that if I were to be designing it myself, perhaps I would have done a little differently. I might have put a little extra hair on the top. I might have made myself a little taller. I might have made myself a little darker. I might have made my eyes a different color, whatever it is. But that isn't up to me. Because who I am is not this thing that I occupy. This is just a garage where I park my soul. And it doesn't matter. It is my curriculum to God. And whether it can see or can't see, whether it's in a wheelchair, whether it's 4'1" or 7'3", whether it's dark or white, whether it's living on the plains of the Kalahari, or whether it's living in New Guinea, or in Detroit, or Chicago, it doesn't make any difference. I accept myself without complaint. This is what I showed up in. And not only do I accept myself without complaint, but I accept life without complaining. And all of us have that choice, and we don't listen to that inner voice. That inner voice, I've often said that if prayer is you talking to God, then your intuition is God talking to you. And that intuition is something you want to listen to. And complaining about anything in your world, particularly about yourself, is a way of blocking the free flow of the divine intelligence that is everywhere and wants to be delivering abundance into your life.